That was Judith Sipuma singing for us there. Mangwane Mpulele Kenelaki Pula. Yeah, I think it was one of those beautiful folk songs that we grew up singing, running around in rain. Anyway, I'm not there. Where I am is where Brother Tsepo Dake is. And Charlie is also with us here still. So it's 22 minutes after the hour 5 right here on Radio Veritas, the station that brings you good news and great music for a change. So, Brother Tsepo, we are towards the end of our program. And maybe in conclusion, maybe we can talk in terms of any word of encouragement to any young person out there who would want to be a priest or a religious, both boys and girls, like girls who wants to be religious nuns, or I know that there is a diocesan community here, the Communions of St. Angela, yes, who would be the equivalent of what we have as the diocesan priests. Yeah, I think it explains it better like that. Is there anything that you would like to say to the young people?
Firstly, I think the words that Pope St. John Paul II used to use whenever he used to encounter large groups of people, three basic, simple words: don't be afraid. I think what stops most people from even thinking about the priesthood or religious life is that whole element of the fear of the unknown. But what I'm saying to anyone who's discerning a call to the priesthood or the religious life, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And secondly, you know, I like the scripture reading from the book of Revelations where it says, "I stand at the door and knock." Then it goes on to say, "If anyone hears me and opens the door, I will come in and I will sit at table with him or her." And so the response to the call of God is a response to one having heard the knock of the Lord. And like he said, if anyone hears and opens the door, he will come in. He won't force his way into your life. But all that God is making is an invitation to one. And he leaves it up to you to respond. He may inspire you to respond, but he will never force you to respond. So what I'm saying in these few words is to anyone who is discerning a vocation to the priesthood or the religious life, open yourself up to hearing the knock of the Lord.
I remember at a time when I wanted now to join, I was fortunate enough because there was already the then Brother Bonga Tabang and Brother Zaza. So they guided me through. And then you find that maybe there is a young man or a young girl out there who really wishes to join this way of life, but then don't even know where to start. Like, for instance, on an event when one wishes to be a diocesan priest, where do they start?
Well, the logical first step would be to approach your parish priest and to tell him that, you know, this is what I am thinking about. This is what I am discerning. And he will help you in your discernment and find out whether you are called to priesthood or religious life. And he will send you to the relevant persons. In the Archdiocese of Johannesburg, we have our vocations director, Father Malisela Dikhale. You can get hold of him or the vocations department by phoning the chancery, and they will give you the numbers to call. And, you know, in these days, we are also very lucky to have the internet. So the information is literally at our fingertips. So the young person, the person discerning a call to priesthood or religious life, can simply go onto the internet and Google diocesan priests, religious priests. There's a lot of information out
that
there.
Can get,
Okay.
Yeah, there you have it, young people. Brother Tsepo has just made you aware of the channels to follow in case you would want to find out more. And here in the Archdiocese of Johannesburg, there is Father Malisela, who is the vocations director. And as he also mentions that you can simply call the office. I think the number is 011-402-6400, and they will direct you. And I know that each diocese also has its own vocations office or a vocations director. And if you are not from Johannesburg, you can simply, as Brother Tsepo has mentioned, approach your parish priest, and they will direct you accordingly. So, Brother Tsepo, thank you very much for your availability at this time, because I'm considering the fact that being at a parish and doing so much work, you hardly ever have time to actually go away and do other mm-hmm. things. So I really, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate the fact that you were able to make it today and sharing your life with us.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you. And Charlie, also thank you for sitting in. You've made my life very easy. When the show started, I was very much nervous, but now I feel like I belong to this mic, and you made it possible. Thank you very much.
It's only a pleasure, Father Tabo. Mm. Thank you.
And our producer is Tato, who also was a great company. Thank you very much, Tato. And so Brother Tsepo likes, apparently he used to sing like when he was still at the Scholastic at St.
Joseph's. Oh, let's not go there. Let's not go there.
And yeah, well, you don't listen to my show a lot on Sundays, but I mention you a lot whenever I play the Oblates of Mary Immaculate.
Oh, yeah.
But now we won't play the Oblates of Mary Immaculate as we sign off. We will be playing the St. John Vianney Seminary, and we'll play Tsepo's favorite, which is Ngosi Sivulele. Thank you for listening. And I hope Father Brian will be back next week, and then he will sit on this chair where he belongs. God bless you, and bye-bye.